playing the songs you forgot you remembered. It's the Love Zone. 90.3 Love FM.
If I had $500,000, I'll be all right. New York City and everyone around the world, we want to take this time out to welcome into the Love Zone none other than Soul Generation. How you doing, fellas and lady?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mom? Right. How you doing?
Welcome to the Love Zone. Welcome to the Love Zone. This camera right here is on and it's capturing you, showing you to your fans all around the world. So make sure you wave to everyone. And those that are in the chat room can hear and see you on one of these cameras somewhere. But just want to let them know that Soul Generation is in the house, and we want to welcome you to the Love Zone. And I know Ray Goodman and Brown got the most visits. Blue Magic got the second, and Cliff running damn going strong on third. But hey, man, you know, if you got good music and that's what the listeners want to hear, that's what we do. We bringing them here. We got some of your fans with you, some of the Love Zone listeners here. Some of them didn't even know you was going to be here. They're surprised. So you never know what's going to happen when you're in the Love Zone, you know. But as we take them down memory lane with this hit right here that's playing, which is the signature song in the Love Zone, $1 Million. Let's go back to the year you recorded it. Let's give them some history on it. How did it come about? And did you make $1 million on it?
Yeah, I did. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, $1 Million came out in 1973. A gentleman who used to be in the group, one of the members, Jeff Burgess, sat down and wrote that song, and we put the backgrounds to it and some of the music stuff to it, and we put it out, and the rest was history.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, I mean, you said it right, the rest is history, because, I mean, you know, I love when I can have an artist that has a hit record that just transcends through time. Generations after generation. And that's why I tell my son, I feel sorry for them, because they're not going to even understand about music transcending through generations and generations. Nah. They're like, they probably get a good 6-month run on
exactly.
a hit, you know.
Exactly.
6-month run. But we got hits like $1 Million that is played for over 30-something years, man. So it's a blessing, and we want to congratulate you guys on that one, sure. Now, a secondary Love Zone favorite Soul Generation hit. I mean, and you know when you got a hit, Cliff, just by the intro.
That's right. That's right.
It's over. You know what I'm saying? And then check out this part. Check this out, y'all.
Yeah.
Now, the amazing thing about this record, Cliff, is when you sing it live in person, you sound just like the record, baby.
Yeah, man. I've been blessed.
Yes, you have.
I've definitely been blessed. I've never had a vocal lesson, or I don't do anything but try to do the right thing. You know, no smoking.
Wait. You've never had a vocal lesson?
Never had a vocal lesson.
So I may be wasting my time going to vocal school. Sometimes this could just happen. I mean,
well, I don't want to mess up business for the vocal instructors now. I'm sure there's something to be learned, you know, but I just never had one. I just never had time to go. I mean, when Body and Soul came out, it sent us on the road, and we just were going. I mean, in 1972 is when the record came out. I was home like one day out of that year. So I would come in and drop a bag off and pack another bag and go. So it was onward and upward, you know, so there was no time for nothing but getting it together and going out there chasing that money.
Well, hey, you did a job well done, baby. I mean, it's definitely one that is a classic here in the Love Zone, and it's going to always be in rotation, so you should be making millions, man.
Yeah, man, the checks keep coming in, and that surprises me immensely because I never thought I'd be doing this long.
Wow. Well, hey, enough of the old. It's on about the new because, see, legends and pioneers in this industry know how to keep the home fire burning, as we say. And, you know, those that can really sing can still go in the studio and still produce hit records. And we want to congratulate you guys on your new release on what label are you guys on?
It's on Two Class Records.
Two Class Records. Give it up for Two Class, y'all, because definitely.
Yeah.
Woo. Soul Generation featuring Cliff Perkins. The title of the CD is Ooh Baby Baby, and we're going to go to the first track on that CD, which is Ooh Baby Baby. Now, we played this earlier in the year, and now, is it the same version, or did you?
It's the same version. We didn't want to mess with it because we had so many calls for it, and a lot of people had liked it, so I said, well, it's time to get it out there to the public.
And do it right. Right here on 90.3 FM. First track on the CD, we're going to go through it, baby. I'm here till 12 midnight. It's Soul Generations, Love Zone listeners, fans around the world, right here on the baddest station in the nation, 90.3 FM, New York.
Make me feel so good.
We got to pull this one down, Cliff, because, you know, we got Sandra and her girlfriends over there going, I mean, y'all going to be all right?
Yeah.
Yeah? She said, yeah. Well, Cliff, you know, you coming to the Poconos for the 7th Annual Classic R&B Weekend.
Oh, yeah, man.
And if they can't take you in here live in the radio station, how are they going to handle once you hit that big, big stage, man?
I don't know, man. We're going to have the big band behind us.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's going to be smoking.
Ooh,
mercy. I'm excited, man. Matter of fact, I think I'm leaving tonight, and I'm going to wait till tonight.
Wow. Well, hey, this track is, matter of fact, come here. I'm going to ask somebody. Come here. I'm going to ask somebody live on the mic because I don't want nobody to think that I'm paying nobody, got it set up. Come over here. Introduce yourself to the world and tell them what you come on, get comfortable. I ain't gonna bite you. Ooh, baby. Got me singing now. Introduce yourself and tell them who you are.
Hi, my name is Lucretia.
Lucretia.
Ooh. Yes.
Now tell me, you just heard this record in the studio live.
Yes.
What's your opinion on it?
Oh, sweet. Sexy, sensual.
Erotic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can tell because you was over there making them. Mm-hmm.
I felt the music.
You felt the music. Yes, see, I like Lucretia already because that's how I am, Cliff. Mm-hmm. I feel it down in the bone marrow,
right,
baby.
That's right.
Down in the bone marrow.
My hair standing.
Uh-oh. Well, you better get going because I don't want nothing else stand up. So you don't go right ahead. We're going to let them hear some more of this one, 90.3 FM. Woo, Lordy. Ooh, baby. Now, hey, everyone know who Cliff is, and I know who the group is, but we want to open up the mics and let the rest of the members of Soul Generation that is here introduce themselves, starting with the queen of the group.
How y'all doing? I'm Vita LaRue.
Vita LaRue. I love that name.
How's everybody doing? I'm Donald Taylor.
Donald Taylor. Give it up, y'all. Soul Generation is in here, y'all. Now, let's talk about the group real quick. We know we got the CD, but, hey, we're in the Love Zone, and we like to give them the history and stuff. We know the original members, but I've noticed you've had the same set of members here for a long time, and that's a compliment to you, baby, because it's hard to keep good members and good groups together, man. Well, how do you do this?
I pay them.
Oh, that's what it is. Well,
yeah.
You know what? You're laughing, but guess what? That's serious business right there.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay those that are good to you, and that's you got to take care of those that take care of you. And that's how you keep a solid group together.
Yep.
Definitely.
For sure.
Now tell me, Vita and Donald, how do you guys feel when y'all are up there on stage and you're singing out there and you're singing the classics from the 70s and the fans? I mean, when I was with Ali and Empress of Soul, the look in their eyes, just knowing that we was taking them back to the Temptation era, how do you feel when you know you're taking them back to the days when Soul Generations was making $1 million?
Well, I came after the $1 million. hey, Cliff, I need a loan, Cliff.
And that's no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
That's family. You can do that for family, yeah.
It's the expressions on people's face when I'm on stage and I'm singing the songs, you know, that I grew up on, and it gives me chills. So I know what they're feeling. You know, I consider myself to be a fan, and like I said, I grew up listening to this music, and I'm just happy to be on stage and being able to perform and this beautiful music. And that's what it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, you don't only get – well, you get chance to – perform on stage, and you get a chance to wear some of the baddest dresses. And I mean, this girl, her and Crystal Boy, I mean, they take me back to Supreme days, man.
Yeah.
I just seen y'all in Brooklyn, and y'all stepped out there in them red, and Vita LaRue came out there, and I was like, oh, Lord, I'm getting in trouble tonight, girl, because she was on fire. But then you stepped out there, and you took control, you took lead, and you sung. You did a wonderful job, darling. No matter what electronic circumstances may have occurred, you guys showed the professional side of you. So I want to give it up. Give it up for Soul Generation one more time, y'all.
Yeah, thank you.
Doing a professional job here for sure.
It was a chore.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was a chore.
But, you know, you got some people that would have gave up.
Yeah.
And you guys, you know, but see, that's that veteran.
Well, you know, it's that professionalism, you know, and that's why I commend yourself and Lincoln and Vanessa. When you put together a show, you're not the first person you think about. You think about your artists, you think about the venue, you think about the people. And I think that's the first thing that has to happen. If you take care of all that, then then you'll be taken care of at the end of the night. So you really have to do that.
You have to have the equipment right. You have to have the back line right. And, you know, it's a lot of things. And I'm glad you listeners and fans of Soul Generation are in this radio station here to hear what's going on. And when you go to a concert and you hear that sound, you want them to sound just like the record, right? Yeah. That's what you pay to come here, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why that's one thing me and the Sessoms group, my partner Lincoln Sessoms, as you mentioned, we do not mess around with the sound.
I'm telling you.
You know, if we got to cut back on the artist pay, we got to make sure that sound equipment is there. And we've used one sound company, and we're going to keep using it because if it ain't broken, we ain't trying to fix it. We get a lot of people coming to try to outbid it, underbid it. Oh, I can save you $1,000. I can save you $2,000. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
We're not jeopardizing it because we want, when you guys hit, we want it to sound just like the record, because that's what the listeners and the audience and people come out and your fans want to come out in here.
That's for sure.
And if you guys are in the basement practicing and getting your vocals right, why can't we deliver the equipment to make you sound right?
That's for sure, because it's a lot of time. We put in a lot of time to present our product, mm-hmm. and we expect our product to be heard.
Amen. Amen.
And, that's how it rolls with me.
Mentioning the product, track 2, Your Way.
Your Way.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm going to give you all a heads up, Love Zone listeners. This whole CD is ballads, except for one track. So y'all going to be hearing a lot of it. But tell me about Your Way, Chris, Cliff.
This is a song I had the pleasure of writing for Vita. And we used to do it prior to putting on CD. And people used to always ask, can I buy it? Can I buy it? So now I gave it to them so they can buy it.
So they can buy it.
Yeah. So she does a great job. And, everybody in the group does a great job on the song. And we enjoy doing it.
All right.
I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Was a quiet, peaceful night. The moon was full, the stars were bright. The kids lay fast asleep in their beds. The phone rang once or twice. You picked it up and sighed. You said, I can't talk loud, my darling. She's nearby. But the whole time you were talking, I was listening. Yes, I heard everything on the other end. It wasn't hard to figure out you were playing around again. The tears stream down my face.
I can't take it anymore.
But they were in tears of sadness. I was glad to be leaving this place.
I was going
I realized I didn't need you as I drove off out of sight.
I'm gone.
I know my love is precious, and I'm gonna be alright.
Listening to the beautiful vocals of the lovely, the beautiful Vita Rodarillo. I think it's one person that loves your name better than me, and that's Lincoln.
Lincoln
loves your name. Yep. Lincoln said, oh, Mo, her name is so, I hope Cliff don't take it wrong. Her name is so beautiful. Oh, my God. Congratulations, darling. Job well done. Job well done. New York City and everyone around the world. You're listening to Soul Generation. It's their new CD called Ooh Baby. That was track 2, featuring Vita Rodarillo. I'm in the love zone, and I'm just going to stick to the interview because that name can just get you in trouble. Oh, my. Let's move on to the next track, Cliff. Let's tell me about it. In Your Way 2013. You got that year next to it. Talk to me.
Yeah, I did that on my first album, and we didn't put it out as a single, and everybody asked about it every time we do it on the show. So I said, well, let's do it, put a new twist to it, and bring Donald in and let him do what he does on it. And we just put it together and hope people enjoy it.
Now, see, that's another thing I got to compliment you on, because you have some groups who come in and they go in the studio. And, yeah, we know we have a lead singer that's known. But one thing about you, there's no shame in your game. And you share your stage with your other members of the group. And now a recording, you went in there and you shared the lead mic with your group. Man, that's just compliments to you. I got to give it to you, baby.
Well, you know, when you got talent around you, I think you should use it.
Amen.
As opposed to hiding it. For what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, like you said, they know who I am, and I want them to know who's around me, and they have the talent to express themselves. So let's have it.
Let's have it. Right here. It's Donald on lead. We're going to play a few minutes of it, and then we're going to come in and talk to Donald about his experience recording this one right here on 90.3 FM. You're on tune to the Love Zone.
Summer night, the moon was full, the stars were bright. Kids lay fast asleep in their beds. The phone rang once or twice. You picked it up and sighed. I can't talk loud, my darling, 'cause my husband is nearby. But the whole time you were talking, I was listening on the other end. Wasn't hard to figure out you're in love with another man. As the tears streamed back, my saddened sorrows, I began to feel alone in this vast and puzzling. I knew I had to find, my darling, another place to stay. Because if I stayed here any longer, I'd be in your way. As I kissed the kids and I packed my bags and slipped off into the night, I say to you, my darling, I hope things turn out right. As the tears streamed down my sad face, I began to feel alone in this vast and puzzling place. I knew I had to find, my darling, another place to stay. Because if I stayed at home, I'd be in your way.
Wait. Y'all just full of surprises here. Wait a minute. I thought he was like third center baritone something. And he up there on top of you.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
He's
congratulations,
doing his thing.
Congratulations, man. Donald, man. You take it easy. Wait a minute. I mean, oh, Lord. You know what? No pun intended, but I gotta play that back again, because that one there was that was smooth. And we're going to talk to Donald, man. And talk about your experience recording this one. And tell me, how did you feel when Cliff presented it to you and said, listen, I got a song for you?
Man, I couldn't wait to get in the studio and be part of this. He said, ooh, baby.
Oh, my.
It was a great experience. You know, I was all... hyper, and this clip was like, calm down, you know, take it easy. But so it was great being part of history, and I thank him for allowing me to be part of history, you know. But it was mind blowing, you know what I mean? Because I'm thinking, like I said, I'm thinking about all the legends, and just to be in the booth and knowing that, you know, I was going to somehow, some way be a part of it. It was a great feeling. Yeah,
you're going down in soul generation history,
baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, man. And, you know, that's just, once again, Cliff, I mean, I just got to once again just take my hat off to you, baby. I mean, to have a young man to feel that way, to give him that opportunity to be a part of a legendary group's history and record them. You know, sometimes, you know, they people go with a group and you guys sing the same old songs a whole 30 years that you, another 30 years, and don't give up nothing new.
Yeah.
You know, now, hey, not knocking those that do, but it's very appreciative when you do bring out something new. And this project here is nice, man.
Well, really, really nice. I was never afraid to try stuff. I learned a long time ago, you know, that the only way you can move ahead is to keep bringing new stuff, and because you're dealing with new people every day. And you know, it's nice. Body and Soul, $1 million were great. They did what they had to do, and it was time to move on to reach out to a new generation and a different group of listeners. And such as yourself, I mean, you know, every night you're playing different music. For what reason? To reach out to a lot of different listeners so you can keep that popularity going, and that's what it's about.
You've definitely delivered the Love Zone some new material, baby. You know,
well, you know, you've been on my back for a while about that. Hey. What you doing, Cliff? What you doing? What's this stuff here?
Hey.
Bring me some good stuff. I said, okay, I'm coming.
Well, I got to tell you, man, hey, you know what I talked and I tell you, make sure we got it right. You got it right this time. And, beautiful packaging professional disc makers. Am I right?
Disc makers,
they packaged it up very professionally. Done, and I mean, those of you on camera, you can see it here. Those of you on the YouTube camera here, and those of you who are on the MauriceWatch.com camera, I'm trying to keep up with all these cameras. You know, remember, it was just microphones in the studio.
I remember.
Now we got to watch what we wear.
I'm telling you,
smile all night,
all the time. You know, you got to be dressed.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I forget about that part sometimes when I leave the house.
You can't do the show in your pajamas.
Oh,
come
my
on now.
God. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Hey, I see Vanessa on the screen. Yep. Hey, Vanessa, what's up, darling?
Gotta say what's up to Vanessa Jordan from the National R&B Music Society, doing great things for sure, and she's in the chat room. I believe Mamie is on the camera, and Endless Love is on camera. Those are listeners around the world that are tuned in to us, and we invested into the new MauriceWatch.com chat room because we like involving our listeners in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for years they got a chance to see us do the show, but now we get to see them enjoy the show also. So it was a big investment, and we hope that they're enjoying it. And we need more of you to come on in and enjoy it. And if you really enjoy it, support WHCR, go to the website, make a donation to help keep us going, help us stay on the air for sure.
Yeah,
real quick, we want to just take care of something right here.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Don't need the FCC walking through the door on us for sure. But let's move right along on to track number 4. Show Your Love. Talk to me, Cliff. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, Show Your Love is another song where we featured the voice of Ms. Vida LaRue. And it's just a pleasure to be able to produce, you know, what we have produced in this project. And we had great material. A gentleman by the name of Gary Culpepper wrote that song, and he did a great job. And I just came in and added what I needed to add, and they added what they could add, and we just put it all together. It's like making a pie. You know, we had all these different ingredients, and then we mix it up, and we got one pie.
Oh, man.
And there it is.
Well, I tell you one thing, this pie tasting good.
I'm telling you. It's calorie-free.
Calorie-free right here. Those of you who joined us late, you're listening to the sounds of Soul Generation featuring Cliff Perkins. The whole group is here. Well, most of the group, Crystal is not here, but the rest of the we have Donald and Vita is in the Love Zone with us, and we're debuting their new CD. The title of the CD is Ooh Baby Baby. This here is track number 4, Show Your Love, y'all. 90.3 FM.
Like the one that touched that special part of you. To play the game of love, you'll have to take some chances. But the beauty found in the game
the same, like the love I found with you.
You got to try if you want it. You got to let go to let it in. Just let me know how you really feel.
I love you.
Show your love. You got to say what's in your heart. Let go of me. Hold on to me.
The one you choose will set the course of your life, yeah. The love we have together makes all the difference. Having you in my life, gonna love you day and night, day and night.
Girl, I honestly, you know, I guess I'm busted now because sometimes, you know, through the years, I see so many shows and, you know, I'm not one to hide behind anything. After you see so many shows, sometimes you don't watch shows, the whole show, you know, and I'm stuck here with my mouth open on this one because I'm like, this girl can sing. I'm sitting now. I know. I mean, I'm gonna have to stop walking away and just, you know, I'm gonna be there, ladies and gentlemen, Soul Generation. Oh, go get me something to drink, you know. But now, wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Doing the Mo freaking thing on that one, girl. That's what we say in the Love Zone. That's that Mo freaking thing. Let us know how you like it for sure. 212-650-6903. If you're in the chat room, you can put it up in the chat room. Once again, 212-650-6903. The Voice and Soul Generation would love to talk to you for sure. We're going to go on and play another one. And this track here is called My Love Is Real. Yeah. And talk to me about it, babe. I need to know the inside. So when I'm delivering, I know what I'm delivering.
It's another ballad written by a gentleman by the name of Gary Culpepper. He writes a lot of great stuff. He does a lot of writing with Kool and the Gang, colleagues from Kool and the Gang. And we've done other projects together. So we kind of put this together. And I even played a little bit on this track. Is this what I played on?
Yeah, played the piano on?
Yes.
Oh, you're tinkling on the ivories,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I had the one finger going. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so not the twinkle, you did the tick.
Yeah. I'll point it out when it comes because I surprised myself.
If you tuned in late, you're listening to the Sounds of Soul Generation featuring Cliff Perkins. And they're live right here. It's not Memorex, it's live, baby.
Yeah,
they're buddy. Here live on the Love Zone once again. They're home from home. 90.3 FM. This day, new CD, track number 5. My Love Is Real. Check it out.
Just jealous. This love story. You
You guys got the phones jumping up and down and everything. Let's go to the love line. See, we got 90.3 FM. You on live? Hello.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, Vita. Hey, Donald.
Hey, Maurice. Vanessa. What's up?
Hey, Evan. Just calling to congratulate you guys.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
So far, so good. Sounding really good. Sounds great hearing it over the airwaves.
Oh, okay. Yep. I know where to come to get a place. That's for sure.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I had to call in. I had to listen to the Love Zone to hear it. Wait, where's my copy? I got to come into the Love Zone to hear the CD.
Well, my mother didn't raise no fool. We want you listening to the Love Zone. But your copy is on the way. You know that.
You guys sound great. It sounds really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. And listen, much success and anything that I can do to help. I will.
Well, you know I'll be calling tomorrow morning, you know?
Okay. I'll wait for the call.
Hey, Vanessa,
yeah.
You know we go off at 12 o'clock, so you know that means 12:01, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
I'll be calling from here.
No, but on the real, you guys sound great. Go ahead, Vita. Sing it, Mama.
Thank you, babe.
Wait. When Donald song, I'm thinking, well, who's singing that?
That's what I was saying.
I'm thinking, who's that? I didn't realize that was Donald.
You know what? Honestly, I thought Cliff had messed up when he going to tell me, oh, we let Donald lead on this one. I'm like, listen.
I know.
Listen,
I thought you played the wrong song. Oh, that's what it was, Cliff, like, with a little change in his voice. I'm like, that's Donald? Okay.
Yeah.
Sounding great. You guys sounding good. Much success. And we'll be talking.
Okay, great.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in.
Looking forward.
All right.
90.3 Love FM. Hello, you're on the air live.
Voice?
Yes, it is. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hope from California. How are you?
Hope from California. Hey, baby. You're on with Soul Generation.
Hello, Soul Generation. How you guys doing?
Hey, Hope. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Cliff. Hey, did you get my check?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I should be getting my CD real soon?
Real soon. I thought about bringing it myself. Well, you were the first one to send a check, so I thought about bringing it myself.
You're more than welcome. Hey, but I wanted to tell you a quick story. When I was little, I used to listen to If I Had $1 Million. And it was always in my head, this song. And then I started listening to the lyrics, and I'm like, If I Had $1 Million, I'd buy your love. What the? So anyway, I didn't know any better. I was little, but I love it. I love you guys, and congratulations.
Thank you, Hope. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, baby.
All right,
child love. Wow, they're loving it, Cliff. They're loving it, baby, all the way in California checking you out.
I'm
wow.
telling you.
Atlantic City, California, everybody. You know, I got a dear Love Zone listener in the house with me. Come here, Sandra. I cannot let her come up to the Love Zone without saying hello. One of my faithful supporters and all that. Love this girl. Hey, girl.
Hi, Maurice. How are you?
All right. Welcome to the Love Zone. Now, you're here witnessing it live. You're hearing the man. You're hearing the girl. You're hearing the other brother over there sneaking in their own tent on me. Mm-hmm. And but you're hearing it for the first time. What you think about this CD?
I think it's captivating.
Captivating.
Sexy,
thank you.
Soulful, calm, beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. You heard it. Yeah. Straight from number one.
Can I say your famous All Year?
Go ahead.
Aw, yeah.
Wow, that was cute. That was cute for sure. Wow.
I started to use that on the CD, but I said, no, Maurice will probably sue me.
Yeah, that of course. Yeah. Guess what? I was hoping you would have. I was hoping you would have, man. Yes, indeed. Mercy, mercy, mercy. But hey, we want to keep on going with this great project you got. If you're tuned in late, you're listening to WHCR 90.3 Love FM. And we got more callers. I'm going to take a risk and go live.
Hey, how's it going?
90.3 FM, you're on live. Hello.
Is this Maurice from Brooklyn?
Okay, Maurice from Brooklyn. Okay, I tell you what, turn your radio down, turn your computer down so that we can hear you.
Yeah,
what's up?
You're
on live with Soul Generation.
Right on, brother. Say hello to Cliff and the fellas and the ladies.
Hey.
And also my singing partner, Evan, sitting in there with y'all.
Evan, that undercover celebrity done slipped up in here.
Yeah. I think Evan cloned himself because Evan be everywhere.
Everywhere, right?
that's my singing partner, man.
I hear you, man. Hey, tell me, Maurice in Brooklyn, how you like the new CD?
Oh, man, it's on my SmackDown list, bro. It's a knockout, bro. You hear me?
The knockout, huh?
Cool.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Well, hey, make sure you
get up for me tonight.
We're going to make sure you get one, baby, for sure.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Peace out.
All right.
Thank you, Mo.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness. They're loving it, baby. They're loving it right here on the Love Zone for sure. Let's keep this good thing going. Nice and Slow. Now, I like a song with a title, Nice and Slow.
Yeah.
That sounds like Love Zone all over it. Talk to me, baby.
I wrote this song for the Escorts.
Oh, huh.
A few years ago, and we decided to do it, and I recruited Donald to do the lead on it.
Uh-oh.
So he's doing a great job on it.
All right.
So just listen to the lyrics. It's cool.
Now, so you said something that's important to hit records. The lyrics.
The lyrics.
The lyrics. You're listening to Soul Generation featuring Cliff Perkins. It's their new CD, Ooh Baby, right here on the Love Zone.
You walked into my world, you turned it all around. And what was right side up is completely upside down. I stared into your eyes and my heart just understood. You see, a love like this just can't miss, cause it really gets as good.
Take it nice and slow. Promises made of glass. I'll always be for you, just let me take you in. We make a true commitment, love, devoted, loyalty. Girl, we're gonna win. Nice and slow. Nice and slow, baby.
Nice and slow, baby. He don't look like he 15 years old. What do you know about Nice and Slow, man? What, you got him singing one of them baby-making records, man.
I took him to the Nice and Slow school.
Okay, okay. Down in that red light, blue light recording studio.
And he graduated.
Oh, my goodness, man. Nice and Slow. Congratulations, Don, on another one, man. I mean,
thank you.
Not only did you get to go in and record a song, you got to go in and record a couple of them, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's working on his legacy, man.
I see.
Once again, trying not to disappoint.
Oh, you know? Man. Yeah. Disappoint, not at all. Not at all. Not at all, man. Now, Cliff.
Yes.
Before you get out of here, we definitely, first of all, want to let people know about what's going on. I know you got any dates coming up? Where you touring at? Where are you going to be at?
Oh, yeah. We've got quite a few stuff in front of us. Matter of fact, we're in, where are we at? East Orange tomorrow.
Yeah, Elmwood Park.
In Elmwood Park. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be out there.
Okay.
At 3 o'clock, and we're going to do our little thing there. And,
great.
And we got a lot of other little things going on, but you know, November 8th, 9th, and 10th, you know, we're up there in the Poconos with you, man.
Man,
you know. And my man Lincoln, we're going to be up there with Howl Melvin, the Blue Notes, Blue Magic, Peaches and Herb, the Floaters, Force MDs, and my main man, Russell Tompkins, and the Stylistics.
And the Stylistics, yes.
That's a smoker, man. That's a smoker.
Well, you know, we try to put together some of the best that our listeners and our patrons will love to enjoy. You know, they come up, they get their savings up through all the year. They make sure they payments in and stuff like that. And we want, when they come out, we want to make sure they have a good time. So, and that's why we bring on nothing but the best talent and artists and stuff, and it took us a long time to get Soul Generation to the main stage.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
We gotta say congratulations.
Yeah,
we finally did it.
We made it, Ma. We made it. And, you know, top of the world.
and it's another hats off to you, because you know, a lot of things, and see, I'm about educating the public and stuff too. A lot of things people don't know behind the scene, what goes on and what it takes to make a great show. And our first show up in the Poconos, Cliff Perkins and Soul Generation was the first artist that we called to be on the show, the first artist to sign the contract and get it back to us to be on the show. And then, only due to certain circumstances, we had to remove them from the show. But this man, did he turn face? Did he get upset? Did he say, I ain't working with them no more? 6 years later, he's on the show. And he's on the show with a smoker. And I think he waited purposely for the new CD. But me and Lincoln, and I'm going to tell you this on the air because I don't hide nothing. We never forgot that. Mm-hmm. We never forgot that. We never forgot what happened. You bowed down gracefully. You understood the business because everything is about business. No matter
That's
what,
for sure.
People come out and have a good time, but it's a lot of behind-the-scenes business. Yeah. So it was nothing about the credit of the group or the level of the group, anything. It was just a business decision. And so, in business, you make business decisions.
That's for sure.
And we've been pals, Coop, associates, and everything through all these years. And now they was there. You got your Lifetime Achievement Award. The year before, was it, when we gave Sojourner? The year before. And now on the big stage with the Legends of Classic concert. That's what we titled this one, the Legends of Classic.
So
they're there, and we got you, and we're honored. And now this year, he was the first, he was the only artist that was automatically. We said this from last year. We're like, clip Soul Generation's on it. You know, no matter who got to get cut this year, Soul Generation is on the show this year. So come on out November 8th, 9th, and 10th. The concert's going to be on the 9th, but they're going to hang out with us the whole weekend.
Meeting.
Yeah. Tell them about what be going on up there. The meeting, greets, everything.
Man, y'all guys have everything going on. But you know what knocks me out about? You feed everybody.
Hey, we got to.
Everybody eats. Nobody's falling out in the lobby. You know, everybody is eating. Eating well, and it's a great package, and it's put together well. You don't see anybody complaining or yelling and screaming, I didn't get this, I didn't get that. You know, everything is on time. I mean, we came up last year to get our room. We stood in line for about 2 minutes. We got to the desk. The girl said, boop, 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 and we were out, and we had our room. I mean, I just couldn't believe it.
Hey, that's how we roll. We try to make sure we take care of our guests.
It was great. It was great. You and Lincoln put it together professionally, and that's how it rolls, man. That's the way it should roll that way. That way you don't never have a problem calling artists to do different things for you. They won't mind coming up there doing. I have no problem coming up there next year, you know, whatever. Whatever you need me for, you can always call Cliff Perkins.
Hey, man. We thank you, man. We appreciate you for that, too. You got a Facebook page. How can the fans get you on Facebook?
Just go to Cliff Perkins featuring Soul Generation, and we're right on Facebook there. Okay. And there's we have two pages, a Cliff Perkins page and a Soul Generation featuring Cliff Perkins page.
Okay, great.
They can do that. And also, if they're looking to get the CD, they can go to Cliff Perkins and send $14.
Oh, can't do that. Can't tell them what can't do anything like that. No price.
Moving right along.
Well, I tell you what, we going to make it available for them, even if we got to get them through Voice Distributions, because right now we know it's Voice Distributions qualified, baby.
Send it on.
We're going to make sure that we be able to present it, get it up online in the online store and get it to them. And if not, we definitely, what is the web? Do you have a website there, Cliff?
No, we're working on that now. We're putting it all together now. Okay. So it should be at the people probably in another week.
Okay, great. Well, hey, I've been waiting all night because I don't play everybody else's favorite, everybody else's leads and all that. But this song here that I'm about to close out with is a bad mamma jamma, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, heaven only knows. Talk to me about it because I don't play it to death already. So
that was a song I recorded a little while ago, and we just never released the song. So we have what they call in the shed. We got a lot of stuff in the shed that we're bringing out of the shed and bringing it to the people. Because like you did, you gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award while I was still alive. So I like to get these songs out while I'm still here.
Amen. Don't do like Tupac and them. They pressing up their records after they gone.
Yeah, they gone. They not smelling nothing.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
So I want to get it out and let people like yourself do what you do best. Amen. And, you know, get it to the people.
Well, hey, we got it right here on 90.3 FM. We're going to make an arrangement so that you can get it at voicedistributions.com, mauricewatts.com. Go to Soul Generation's Facebook page, Cliff Perkins' Facebook page. Vita, you got a Facebook page, baby?
They're going to have one in a minute.
They're going to have one in the morning.
In a minute, yeah.
In a minute, they all going to have
Everybody going to have a page.
This is my favorite on the CD. I hope you enjoy it. Everyone in the audience, everyone in the studio tonight, I hope you enjoy Soul Generations. Cliff, our final words before we go, what you want to say to your fans, baby?
Thank you for sticking in there with us. I mean, it's been a long time, and I appreciate it. I get calls from people from 1972 still saying they like the music, they love the music. And in Japan and Germany, I just got a check from Germany the other day. And,
amen.
And people are following Soul Generation. So without you guys, I mean, who are we?
Well, hey, they are a member of voicebookingagency.com. If you have an upcoming event and you would like to have Soul Generation perform at your event, social, corporate, you name it, voicebookingagency.com, they're on it. Click on the picture, select their name, and we will bring them to your city or to your country because we take our artists worldwide. We can't give you the moon, baby, but we could bring you the stars. This is Soul Generation right here on 90.3 FM New York.
WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Heaven only knows. Taking it to the top right here on 90.3 Love FM, New York City, baby. Once again, that's Soul Generation in the Love Zone.